I lived with my nan and granddad when I was a little lad because my dad was away from home a lot. We used to tell the kids at school my dad was in America, but he wasn't. Because you don't get remission from America. Do you, really? And while he was away, like, my mum found she couldn't make ends meet, and all the kids were farmed out to live with the relations, and the youngest of myself went to live with my grandma and granddad, which was great because they loved us a lot like grandmas and granddads love their grandchildren. Have you got any grandmas and granddads here? I know we have, because I could smell the algae pan the minute I walked from through it. Yeah. My grandma and granddad loved us. It was really special. Like grandmas and granddads loved their grandchildren. You know, it's fantastic. They hated each other, you know. She couldn't stand him. She couldn't really. And he hated her. He took her on her holidays once. Didn't bring her down here to Hayling. He took her on the Orient Express. I said, what was it like? He said, it was rubbish. Nobody murdered her. He said, no. And he didn't like her because she was house-bred, and she didn't like him because of his hobbies, which were mainly sort of alcohol-based. And he was always drunk. In fact, one day he came home sober and the dog bit him. They used to call him the exorcist, because when he'd been around your house, when he left, all the spirits had gone, you know. I'm on a level with it. My granddad told me that God looks after drunks and comedians, you know, and I fall into both of those categories, because the more drunk you are, the more I do seem like a comedian, I have to say. But in perfect this way of getting home from the pub when he was drunk, my granddad, he used to steer the car with his left hand and drive with the driver's door open and lean out and run his right hand over the cat's eyes in the middle of the road. Always slow, but he always got home okay. I think cat's eyes were a great invention. Invented by a Yorkshireman, you know. Coming home from work one night on his bike, come round the corner, lamp on his bike, shone into the eyes of a cat. He went away and invented the cat's eyes. And I thought that was a great invention and very... very lucky for him, the cat was walking in the right direction at the time. Or he'd have probably invented the pencil sharpener, wouldn't he, or something like that.